You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Wednesday, September 7th, we're talking Cubs baseball today with our Cubs reporter, Kerry Muscat. Kerry, thank you for joining us as always. And Kerry, even the Cubs will have clunkers now and then. Tuesday's game certainly qualifies. Jason Hamill beat up pretty badly by the Brewers. A 12-5 loss, the end result. And Hamill going into the game, 10-1 against Milwaukee in his career. That just goes to show there's no such thing as a sure thing. And, you know, Joe Maddon's been pretty steadfast about not commenting about potential postseason rotations until a postseason spot is clinched. That has not quite happened yet. But in your opinion, at the very least, can we safely say that coming down the stretch here, that of the five guys in that rotation, that Hamill, as of right now, is under the most pressure to perform to secure a postseason pitching spot?
I don't like to use the word pressure. I just think it's, I mean, it's, as you said, it's September 7th. You know, they have a month to kind of get things going. Jason's problem against the Brewers was he didn't have his slider, didn't have any control of the pitch, and that's one of his out pitches. And because he didn't have it, he wasn't able to really be effective at all. I know fans are trying to pencil in who's going to start where. You know, there's a lot of talk about how Kyle Hendricks should be pitching at Wrigley because his numbers are really good. Jason Hamill's numbers are really good at Wrigley also. And Hamill also is a veteran, and if he's on, he's pretty darn good to have in the rotation. So I think it's just, I don't think it's pressure. I think it's just the Cubs would just, they'd like to see some consistency.
Yeah, no question. And I mean, everybody in that rotation, even as one as good as the Cubs, they've had some clunkers now and then. John Lester got decimated by the Mets back in July. Arrieta's had his control issues throughout the season. So these things happen, and there's still a long way to go the next couple weeks to determine who fits where once October comes around. And Kerry, a bright spot for the Cubs in an otherwise a dismal game Tuesday. Two home runs for Anthony Rizzo against Willie Peralta, a guy that he absolutely owns. Rizzo was batting 500 against Peralta in his career now with seven home runs. That is staggering. That's impressive. I dare say not as impressive as being the nominee for the Chicago Cubs for the 2016 Roberto Clemente Award, perhaps the most prestigious honor a player can win. Rizzo, as we all know, a cancer survivor, and I know that plays a role in many of his off-field endeavors. Talk about the things that Anthony Rizzo does for this team and this community outside the ballpark.
Rizzo's been really good about giving back, and I think one of the things that he learned during his diagnosis and his treatment is that it's not just the patient that has to deal with cancer, it's also the families. And one of the things that his Anthony Rizzo Family Foundation does is really work towards making it a little easier on the families. They've created a floor or helped sponsor a little area on a floor at an oncology ward at Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago where families can go and relax and get treats and kind of take a break from the doctors and the medicines and everything. He sponsors a walkathon in his hometown in Florida. He sponsors a cook-off, which is a lot of fun, where they chefs sort of compete to hit, and then you figure out who has the best meal preparation and vote for that. And then he also sponsors a laugh-off, which is a comedy event in January. All of them have been incredibly successful. He's close to raising $2 million. Through the foundation, which isn't that old. I've been to all but one of his walkathons, and just to see the turnout from the hometown is really impressive. And there's, you know, people are there. He has a grade school teacher who's gone through cancer, and I saw her in the first walkathon. She was really weak, still going through treatments. Now she's in remission, and she comes back really strong the next year. I mean, it's just amazing to see the response. And in talking to John Lester, who also is a cancer survivor and also was actually very influential in what Anthony is doing, because the Cubs, Theo Epstein had arranged for Anthony and Lester to meet because Anthony was diagnosed when he was a minor leaguer in the Red Sox system. But anyways, Lester was saying that he's really impressed that Rizzo can donate this much time and has the awareness at a young age to do something like this, because a lot of guys, they're 26, 27 years old. They're focused more on themselves than they are on everybody else. Anthony is very much focused on a lot of people and really trying to give back. So fans should just do hashtag Vote Rizzo, and this is an award that he deserves and he should get. And I've been on one of his hospital visits, and to see how he is with the patients and to see the interaction, and you know, for these kids to see that, hey, this guy had cancer, and look at how big he is, and look at how successful he is, and look at that he's playing baseball again. It's just so inspirational for them. And I just can't say enough about what Anthony has done in terms of giving back.
Yeah, well said. Maturity far beyond his 27 years, and he is certainly deserving of that award. And the voting goes up until, I believe, the eve of the World Series. I know that the winner will be announced during the World Series. Andrew McCutchen of the Pirates won it last year. Maybe Anthony Rizzo of the Cubs is the 2016 recipient for all the things he does off the field. Great player on the field, even better person off it. So hats off to Anthony Rizzo, and the best of luck to him for sure. Kerry, shifting gears to back to what's happening on the field, Hector Rondon back in action the other day. He'd been on the DL since August 17th, and he joins a handful of September call-ups, most notable among them, Albert Almora Jr., who did some really nice things earlier this year, 34 games at the big league level. Kind of talk about that group, that September call-up group, and where they kind of fit in throughout September for a team that, you know, pretty much has everything clinched, and now they just, you know, want to stay healthy and stay productive and get ready for October.
Well, really, of they only called up four players from Iowa, and it was Almora, Spencer Patton, catcher Tim Fedorovich, and also and my mind is going blank. I'll think of it in a second. whoever the other person was. Kawasaki, the infielder.
That's
how
right.
Did I forget him? Of all of the group, Almora is the one player that would probably have the best chance of maybe getting a spot in the postseason roster, just because in case one of the other outfielders gets hurt, if they decide, you know, whoever they're facing, maybe, you know, he's better to be used in terms of a pinch runner, defensive sub, something like that. You know, it really just is going to come down to who they're facing. But he's the one that has the best chance of all.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, he did some really nice things for the Cubs in his first audition as a major leaguer. We'll see what he does in September. And if there is a spot for him on the October roster, we will see. Kerry, quiet night for Jason Hayward Monday, but otherwise he's been, Tuesday, but he's been terrific since his three-game hiatus to kind of get his head back on straight. By far and away, his personal highlight came on Sunday, had both the game-tying and game-winning hits against the Giants, the game-winner in extras. You know, the mental part of his turnaround can't be overstated. We've gone through that. But when you look at him now in terms of a physical element to this turnaround, is it more of does he have a different approach at the plate? Has he tinkered with his batting stance? What is something that kind of you've noticed a difference now as opposed to before this three-game hiatus?
It's really just a matter of timing. He's just got his timing better. He's able to he just feels more comfortable at the plate. That in that regard, and it's taken a lot of work, and I know he's worked really hard, and now they've been trying to tell him to back off a little bit so that he's not out there with, you know, his hands getting all bloody from so much BP, but it's just a timing issue, and just making sure that he can see the ball a little better. The Sunday game against the Giants was a really good uplifting game for him, just to come through in the clutch like that. But it's a good sign. You know, then again, on Tuesday night against the Brewers, he made an incredible catch in the right field wall. So fans who might be upset that Hayward isn't hitting as consistently, all they have to do is watch a play and a catch like that to realize how much he does contribute to this team. The Cubs have done very well. They're on the verge of their 90th win. And Hayward maybe hasn't hit the way he would have liked, but when he makes catches like that, he contributes and is a key part of the club.
No question. He's not a Gold Glover by accident, certainly, and it's a scary thought for the rest of baseball that if Hayward can get those offensive numbers back up to where they could be or should be, how much better this team could be offensively. Like I said, a terrifying thought for the other 29 teams in baseball, no question. Kerry, to wrap up here, as you wrote when the calendar turned to September, the only drama left with the team is kind of Who's going to win the MVP, whether it's Chris Bryant or Anthony Rizzo, and which player may have the best T-shirt design, something I'm sure that Joe Maddon is on top of for sure. They could pretty much sleepwalk their way to the NL Central crown. They won't, but they could. They have a different agenda right now than the other, say, dozen or so teams in baseball who have to fight and scratch and claw every single night to secure a spot in the postseason. So with that said, if you're Joe Maddon right now, what is at the top of that priority list? What is your agenda to get this team as prepared as possible for postseason play?
Well, as silly as this will sound, it's rest. Joe's main concern is to make sure that he gives the regular players a breather now and then. For example, he actually was going to sit Anthony Rizzo on Tuesday night until he looked at Rizzo's numbers against Peralta and realized that would be kind of a stupid thing to do. So Rizzo will most likely sit Wednesday. I haven't seen the lineup yet, but Rizzo will most likely sit Wednesday in the series finale against the Brewers, which gives him 2 days off. Chris Bryant did not play. Addison Russell did not play on Tuesday. That's really the key from here till the end, is to make sure that the regulars get rest. They sort of flip-flop Arrieta and Lackey in the rotation for the series against the Astros. Arrieta now is going to go on Sunday instead of Saturday. That gives him an extra day. And by giving him an extra day, it allows him to do another side session or do another Pilates session or whatever he wants to do, you know, have more tail shakes. But it's just a matter of, you know, Joe wants to make sure these guys are fresh for what he likes to call the next season. And that's going to be the goal.
Yeah, rest is never overrated in baseball, especially this time of year. And maybe on this Wednesday night, win number 90 will come to the Cubs. We will certainly see. Kerry will do it again next week. That's Kerry Muscat, our Cubs reporter. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, Chicago Cubs.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.